My name's Clayton Teddison. I'm the one that God revealed a secret to that's changing the world and what they think about their health. I don't know why God picked me, but He did. So I'm compelled to go out and tell people about a product that's a life-changing product. God told me what to name it, Miracle 2. And when you use this, you'll understand when I tell you that Miracle 2 is an experience beyond your wildest imagination. And all we want to do is go out and tell people God's still doing miracles. People that understand who they are and who God is, they know He needs nobody or anything. But from the beginning, He's chose to use His people and things. So one night, about 19 years ago, 1 o'clock at night, God awakened me from a dead sleep. And as I looked against this wall of my bedroom, there was a name of things wrote on my bedroom wall. Formulation. I woke my wife up, told her to grab a pencil, start writing. She did. She did not see what I saw. So she began to ask me, Clayton, what is going on? I said, I don't know. Just go back to sleep. So after the next day or two, I began to go out and get a hold of these natural minerals and things. I began to mix them up. And, of course, I started in the kitchen sink. And about a split second after I poured all of this together in the kitchen sink, I had suds knee-deep in my wife's kitchen. And I found out women don't like for you to mess their kitchens up. So that was my first experience with this. And, of course, by sudsing, I just put that together. I said, well, it must be some kind of a soap because I have no knowledge of any chemistry work at all. So I began to give it away to people. I was a brick distributor, a carpet distributor, and owned rent property in North Louisiana. So I began to give my managers the product to clean up with. So they began to tell me how good it was in cleaning furniture, rugs, carpet, floors, ovens. So I began to give it to the renters. It was cheaper to give them soap than it was to clean the grease traps out. We found out it would cut grease, just liquefy it. So this is some of the things that began to be revealed. So, but I kept hearing this voice, you promised me you'd obey me, which one of these times maybe I can come to your church or group and tell you the whole story, but this is a miraculous revelation from Almighty God. So it kept growing and growing, and after a few years, it got to a point that I didn't see anything going on. And I just said, God, you said I would see great things from people. I said, I'm not seeing it. Just cleaning rugs and floors and felt up. There's not much glory in that to the average person. So this voice that had been talking to me for years said, how much of my knowledge do you really want? I said, God, you know me. You saved me, made life so beautiful. And he said, get rid of what you've acquired before you met me. I had read a story in the Bible about the rich young ruler that refused to obey Jesus Christ. So I started liquidating in 1988. And on the 28th day of February 1989, I had got rid of everything that I'd ever worked for. And I was happy. No money, homeless. But I obeyed the Spirit. And then great things began to happen. A lady that was in the bass fishing movement, she called me and asked me if I knew it would heal skin cancer. I said, no, ma'am. And I had been swapping her 5 gallons of this soap for 3 Christmas trees every year. So after she had asked me if I knew that it would do this, I said, no, ma'am, hold the phone. Let me go jump in the tub of it, because I had never took a bath in it, but from that day till now, I have had tens of thousands of people to call me and say they bathed, they showered with this, they shampooed their hair, all of their skin infirmities has left them. Then at one point, the Spirit of God said, separate the product. We just had one soap. So I separated this part, and my son said, Dad, what are we going to do with it? I said, I don't know. That's God's problem. He told me to separate it. So one day there was eight people that had come by the factory, and I said, we need a name for something. I held it up, and they said, what is it? I said, I don't know. God said to separate it from the soap. So we need a name. Let's join hands and pray and ask God to give us a name for it. So after we started praying, of course, in a session like that, 1 minute seems like 2 hours. So I would stop them every few seconds and just ask, has God told you anything? They'd say no. And I said, Lord, we're in a spot here. We need a name for this. And as plain as I'm talking to you, the Spirit of God said, neutralize. I had never uttered that name in my life that I remembered. So I stopped the group and I said, has he told you anything? He said, no. I said, he said to call it neutralizer. They said, well, good. I don't know what it is, but name it that. So that's how the neutralizer come about. So then people began to call me and tell me they drank it. Solved all internal problems. Not medicine. It's just anointed of God. It's like the handkerchief, the shatter, the staff, the meal, the salt that God used in the Bible. You know, I don't know why God's servant told a man with leprosy to go dip in the dirtiest river he claimed in that part of the country. Probably the officials would want to condemn it now. They wouldn't let you swim in it. But that man got healed in it. But God has always done these things. So we had two products. Then my wife said, Clayton, this soap dries my skin out. So it wasn't a day later. A bottle selling person out in Reno, Nevada, that we got our bottles from, said, Clayton, there's a man in Monument, Colorado that makes a miracle skin lotion. I've got to get you all together. So she gave me his number. I called him up and found out he was born and raised within just a mile or two of the office now. Had been in Colorado all these years. Ron Sally. So we started swapping products. I got the product, and it was made for high-altitude people because of the skin problem. It was too greasy for me. So I started putting it in some of the soap. I told my wife, I said, use this. And after about a week, she said, boy, you ought to bottle this and sell it. This has totally solved my skin problem. So we had three products. Then some people come along and said, why don't you make the neutralizer into a gel? So God made that possible. Then the moisturizer. So I get his concentrate, put it in the soap or the gel. It's all one, if you can understand, but God has allowed us to make six products out of it for the good of mankind. So we have those products that just totally solve mankind's dry skin problems. It's the only odorless and greaseless skin moisturizer made in the world. So I just tell people, if you've got dry skin, use it. You'll never want to get away from it. So at one point, God said, put some of it in a container. So I was moved on finding a rubber ball. I couldn't find one made in the United States. And my daughter-in-law come in one day and said, look what I found. She really didn't know what she was looking for, but God said, that's it. It's got 209 soft spikes on it, size of a laundry, a baseball. And God said, tell people to wash their clothes with it. So thousands of people are washing their clothes without any chemicals. And guess what? All of their skin disease is leaving by just getting away from washing powder. I don't understand all of this, but God has anointed this thing. So I just tell people, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, give God a chance to do a miracle for you. So many beautiful things are happening. We have every conceivable thing that has come on mankind. I get reports every day. And we're just telling people what our Lord and Savior is doing for His people. And I just talk to you out there. If you seem to have no hope, you don't have the faith to believe anything, you listen to me and you'll see what I'm talking about. It is a product that will totally change your life. We're not trying, money doesn't have anything to do with it. This is a ministry. And my whole mission is to go out and let God's creation, them that believe, you'll see things happen so beautiful. You that don't believe, you'll begin to believe, because you will see the impossible manifested right before your eyes. So every phase of living, you never have to have another insecticide. We watch television. Everything's been banned. It's killing people. But get set chemically free from all chemicals, all poisons in your house. Just change brands and you'll see what I'm talking about. So simple. Saves you thousands of dollars a year. God wants people to prosper. He wants their souls to prosper. He wants them to live in health. And He wants you to prosper financially. So I just urge you, I provoke you into using something from God. Prove, tell me that I'm wrong. This has been tried years and years, but God always comes through. This product is not regulated by any organization. We found out over the years there's three things that no agency regulates. That's people's testimonies, God, and soap. So if you have anything wrong with you, I just urge you to give it a try. Because you'll see the glory of God in it. So many usages. This replaces every soap. And just one of the things I get a kick out of ladies telling me, saying, Clayton, you know, since I've been using this soap in the bathtub and the shower, I've never had to clean it. It stayed sparkling clean for 10 years, 8 years, 2 years. And a lot of ladies say, Clayton, if it didn't do anything but that, this is all I'd have in my house, because I hate to clean a dirty shower or tub. And I just tell people, that bar of soap you've got in your hand, if you're bathing with a bar of soap, you're using the end results of the death of an animal. All bar of soap is either vegetable fat, or most of it is animal fat, lard, grease, and they put all of the odorants in it to cover up the ranciness that it will take on. We use no additives or anything to preserve our stuff, because it'll just last forever. The only thing that'll go rancid is the skin moisturizer. We have natural cold-pressed oils used in the products. So after 3 or 4 months, if you put it in the heat in the dashboard of your car, it will get to smelling rancid, because we don't put any preservants in it to stabilize it to where it'll just last forever, because there's a lot of dangerous things in preserving something. So we use nothing but what God has revealed to us to put in this product. I just urge people to use something that will totally change your life.
I'm so excited about this opportunity.